Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The YMCA Turkey Trot is coming into focus. Mike Baggerman from the YMCA joining us this morning. It is always great to talk with you, Mike.
Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Brian. Yes, it's a big day for us here at the Y. Is starting at 11 o'clock this morning, registration opens for the 127th annual Turkey Trot. We're expecting 14,000 trotters coming out this year. It's basically back to our pre-pandemic level, so we're super excited, and we can't wait to share the news today.
All right, registration opens. It's always a big day. You know, normally for a race or anything like that, registration opens, and it's like, okay, so now I have the option. But for the Turkey Trot, it's always been one of those, all right, get going with your registration because it normally sells out.
Yeah, and not just that, it's cheaper if you were to do it today. So starting today at 11, that's when registration opens, and it costs $37 to register. Then if you flash forward to October 15th, that's when the price increase starts to bump, because at that point we've gotten a lot of the logistics nailed down in terms of how many people are going to be there, how many people will be at the post-race party. So the registration fee would increase to $42 starting October 15th, which is a Saturday. So yeah, if you register today, it's $37. We really urge people to sign up early and sign up the family too, because this is a thing, you know, when you say it's a race, people think, okay, it's, you got to win the thing, right? But this is a trot. We have runners, we have joggers, we have walkers, we have people of all athletic levels doing this, and it's something that is greatly beneficial to the community and greatly beneficial to the WISE mission of youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility.
And it's also a Thanksgiving tradition around here too, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, Susan, we've been doing this for 127 years. We did it through COVID when we were limited to just 125 people. You know, in the early days, it was just four people. It's grown to this entire Western New York institution. I mean, 14,000 people running from Delaware Avenue all the way down to towards City Hall, right around the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center. I mean, it's one of those amazing sights that you see every single Thanksgiving day. You'd watch the news and listen to the news. It's like, okay, the Turkey Trot, it's an institution, and people just love it here in Western New York. Last year was the first time I actually got to experience it in person, and I couldn't tell you. I mean, it was just the most amazing thing to see. All the people dressing up in these fun costumes as they're running. Just people just super passionate about everything that we're doing at the Y. It was so much fun. If you haven't done it before, I'm telling you, you join it this year, you're going to have a blast.
It's a Buffalo bucket list item. I mean, you have to. If you're grown up in Buffalo, you live around Buffalo for a lot of years, at least once, you have to go out and do the Turkey Trot. It's a little bit different maybe this year, Mike. Bills play at 12:30 on Thanksgiving. Normally, that's not the case, and you know, no one's really thinking about football in terms of, oh, I got to watch this for sure. But is there anything different or special going on with the Turkey Trot ahead of the Bills game?
We do have a special announcement that's going to be coming in a few weeks' time. Unfortunately, at this time, I can't say exactly what it is, but we know Western New York's going to be buzzing and hopping all over this news that's going to be happening. But what I can say about the Turkey Trot this year is, you know, we know the Bills are playing in Detroit that day at 12:30. We're going to be doing something special with that in mind to try to make it fun. And, you know, the timing of it is great because the race starts first thing in the morning. And by the time that you finish the race, you have time to enjoy the post-race party and then still get home to catch kickoff. You know, you might have to grab a dinner right and eat as you're watching the game. But hey, you know, you got your run in, you got the post-race after party, and you can still enjoy the Bills game. It works out perfectly for our schedule.
Yeah, nice to hear that it's all going to line up okay. And you also cap the number of runners, right? And some years that's an issue.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at last year, when we had to cap it at 12,000 people because we were still kind of unsure exactly how we were going to handle things because there was so much uncertainty with COVID still. This year, we're back to really where we're capping it pre-COVID at 14,000 runners. And that's just for logistical purposes and safety purposes because, mind you, we do have that post-race party that we're planning once again this year. And it's just about keeping limits on things. So 14,000 people, again, you can start registering today, but trust me, there's gonna be thousands of people that sign up today, so you better get in early. You don't want to miss this. Like you guys have been saying, you know, it's on the Buffalo bucket list. It's an institution in Western New York, the YMCA Turkey Trot. There's nothing more fun than it on Thanksgiving Day,
and it does a lot of good too, right? I mean, this is big for the YMCA.
Yeah, that's right. It's our biggest fundraiser. You know, we are a charitable non-for-profit where we rely on membership, we rely on donors, and the Turkey Trot is our biggest fundraiser of the year. You think about the perspective of last year, it raised $300,000, and that money is going to things like swim programs for kids. It's going to combat food inequities throughout the region. It's really going for us to provide programming for people in our community that otherwise might not have access to it. So it's so important for people to sign up, not just for their own personal health so they can get a run in on Thanksgiving morning, but it really goes a long way to help kids in our community. And it's such an important event for us.
You know, Mike, people love the Turkey Trot shirts that come out each year. When is this year's shirt coming out? When will we get a look at it?
I'll say this, Susan. You guys, I'll give you guys a sneak peek of it, but we haven't finished the design of it yet. We're expecting to have the design coming out in the next couple of weeks, and then you guys will get the heads up on it. You know, we love you guys over at BEN.
All right, that sounds good.
Good to hear.
You know, it's been a while since we've really talked about gyms or anything else like that. I mean, what's it like day to day at the Y? Are people coming back? You know, after a year off and then another year of uncertainty, open, close, what's going to happen? Mask, no mask, or anything like that? What's the mood, the atmosphere like at the Y?
Well, things are slowly starting to get back to normal. I would not say we are totally back to normal in the sense of the capacity of people that it was pre-COVID. So the one thing that we've noticed is that when COVID hit, our membership had dropped off substantially, and it has been slowly rising back, but we still got a ways to go before we're back at pre-pandemic levels. But I mean, you go inside any of our facilities, whether it's the Independent Health Family YMCA, Southtowns, or our Buffalo locations, or up in Lockport, you'll notice that programming-wise and atmosphere-wise and vibe-wise, things are back to normal. But for us as an organization, we're still hoping to get that membership number rising. So a lot of opportunities for people to join the YMCA. And, you know, some people might not have financial access, so to say, to get a YMCA membership. We have this program called Access for All, and we really encourage people to check it out because we provide equitable access to the community for people who might not otherwise be able to afford it based on household income. So basically, long story short, last year we allocated over $820,000 for Access for All, and it helped more than 2,800 families. So really a lot of opportunity for everybody in the community to take advantage of YMCA programming through our membership.
All right. Hey, Mike, one more time for the registration for the Turkey Trot. What's the site?
YMCABN.org. You'll see a Turkey Trot button. You just click that button. You'll be able to register starting right at 11 a.m. Also, if you search YMCA Buffalo Niagara on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff is going to be out there as well. So again, that website, YMCABN.org. Registration opens at 11 a.m.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. Great to talk with you as always. Mike Baggerman from the YMCA. Turkey Trot registration opens this morning.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.